Hello, this is Craig. Hello.
Hello, this is Andrea returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, thank you for calling back. I called last week because I am being charged twice for something that I canceled a few months ago. And I spoke to a gentleman, and he said that they were going to be issuing me a credit, some type of a credit, and I have yet to receive it. So, what information do you need from me?
Your zip code.
29909. I have a cancellation number if you'd like to check that.
Right, can I get the name under that account, sir? I'm sorry.
Yes, it's Craig Jeffrion.
And their zip code was 29909.
That's correct.
Right, Mr. John, could you spell that last name for me?
Yes, I could. It's GEOFFRION, Jeffrion.
Right, give me 1 second. And that was Craig.
Yes, it is. Craig.
All right, can I get you to verify the address for security purposes for me?
213 Crane Court, Bluffton, South Carolina.
I'm waiting for this account to load up for me. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, what were you calling about again, sir? I see where you can go ahead.
I spoke to a gentleman last Thursday, I believe, or maybe Wednesday, sometime last week, end of last week. And he said that they were going to issue me a refund, which I would receive via email, and I could print it out for the two payments that I made, both of $67.32.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me read. Let me see. Okay, I don't know so much about an email. I see where you have he fully refunded those two payments for $67.32, and did he also state that it would take 3 to 5 business days to hit the card that you used?
No, he did not say that. He said it was going to come to me via email, and I should receive the email within 24 hours,
Okay,
24 to 48 hours.
give me 1 second. Let me talk to my manager about that, because
Certainly.
if you use the card, it takes, usually we'll tell everyone, well, we do tell everyone, it'll take 3 to 5 business days to hit your card that you use on the account. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Sure, of course.
Okay. So in my system, I see where he has charged you back, and he has charged you back electronically. So it should not be coming through via email at all. It takes 3 to 5 days, and I see that you don't have long. You have a day or two to wait for this chargeback to hit your car, or both of those amount of 6732. So within the 23rd or the 20, I don't want to. I don't know if they're gonna be open on the 24th or the bank down there is gonna be open on the 24th, but it should be here either the 23rd, 24th, or I say after Thanksgiving, but it shouldn't be too many days after Thanksgiving. It should be the day after, since he been did it. Because I see where it was done on the 18th, and he electronically charged it back to you, so it should hit your car.
Okay. So it's going to be refunded to my city card.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just to verify, do you happen to have the number in front of you? Can you give me the last four digits of that card?
Is it 1102?
Hold on one quick second. I believe it is one second. I should have it. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's wonderful. And it's two refunds of 6732,
Yes, sir.
130. Thank you so much for taking care of this for me. I
You're
greatly
welcome.
I was really confused when I was speaking to him.
I was when you told me it was supposed to be emailed to you.
And I said, "Well, what am I supposed to do with the email?" And he said, "Well,
Right.
print it out." You
I
know,
never heard
and
of that
no, nor not. All right. So it's going to be within the next 48 hours or thereabouts
Yes, sir.
credited to my account.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for helping me. I greatly
You're
appreciate
welcome.
it.
You have
Have
a
a good
nice
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. You do the same.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.